अधमाधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन जय शोदनन्दन ब्रज यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरा बनछारी। मुना तीरा बनछारी मुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪಾಪನ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಕಿ ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಾಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರೋನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ಜೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 6 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2. ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ಅಜಾಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದೂತಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಶ್ರೀ ವಾದರಾಯಣ ಉವಾಚ ಏವಂ ತೇ ಭಗವದ್ದೂತ ಯಮದೂತಾಭಿಭಾಷಿತಂ ಉಪಧಾರ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ತನ್ರಾಜನ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹುರ್ನಯಕೋವಿದಃ ಶ್ರೀಬಾದರಾಯೇಣಿ ಉವಾಚ ಏವಂ ತೇ ಭಗವದ್ದೂತ ಯಮದೂತಾಭಿಭಾಷಿತಾಂ ಉಪಧಾರ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ತಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹುರ್ನಯ ಕೋವಿದ ಶ್ರೀಬಾದರಾಯಣಿ ಉವಾಚ ಏವಂ ತೇ ಭಗವದ್ದೂತ ಯಮದೂತಾಭಿಭಾಷಿತಾಂ ಉಪಧಾರ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ತಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ प्रत्याहुर्नय कोविद उपधार्यार्थतान् राजन् प्रत्याहुर्नय कोविद श्रीवादरायणि उवाच इवं ते भगवद्दूता यमदूताभिभाषितम् उपधार्यार्थतान् राजन् प्रत्याहुर्नय कोविद माताजी श्रीवादरायणी उवाच एवं ते भगवद्दूता दूता विभासितम् उपधार्यार्थतान् राजन् प्रत्याहुर्नय कोविद श्रीबादरायणी उवाच एवं ते भगवद्दूता यमदूताभिभाषितम् उपधार्यार्थतान् राजन् प्रत्याहुर्नय कोविद ट्रांसलेशन् By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami said, My dear King, the servant of Lord Vishnu are always very expert in logic and arguments. After hearing the statements of Yamadutas, they replied as follow. Sri Vadarayani Uvacha, the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadev Goswami is saying, because if you see the first chapter of sixth canto, basically, the fifth canto, when it ends, Sukadeva Goswami explains all the planetary system in the fifth canto. And at the end of the planetary system, he explains all the hellish planet, 28 type of hellish planet, and how the living entities is given different various kind of punishment there. So, it's a spontaneously because Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnava, so he thought that how to save all these conditioned souls. So, he asks a question that what is the path. So all are getting so much of torture in the hell. How to protect them? And then Sukadev Goswami just tells that it's very simple. If you'll, in the sixth canto begins, the teacher is now giving, asking an examination from the students. He's just telling that, okay, by the karma kanda you can protect all the living entity. But Parikshit Maharaj doesn't get satisfied with that. Karma kanda? Because people does so many karma kanda, again they do atonement, and again they commit the same kind of sin again. So then he gives, okay, jnana kanda, practice some rules and regulation, yama, niyama, tapasya, study, because you are, all the sin people commit again. Why? Because of ignorance. So when you have knowledge, then you will not commit the same sin again. So jnana kanda is good. But then he tells, jnana is, it's like, Venu Ivamnala. Just like the first one is the like the Kunjara Sochabat. It's like the elephant takes bath and when it comes out, again he put all the mud on his body. So the Karma Kanda is like that. He goes to the temple, goes to the worship place and he asks forgiveness and again he commits the same sin. Because why? Because the desire has not changed. That is the defect with the Karma Kanda. But the Jnana Kanda, the knowledge is given. It's okay, you know that it's bad. If I'll drink alcohol, then I'll get liver issue. You know that knowledge is... But still, he does the same sin again. Why? Because the desire is there. Because the impressions are there. And that is pushing that person. So the Jnana Kanda is like Venun Gulmam Ivam Nala. Just like sometimes the forest fire, the bamboo trees, all the creepers that burnt out. But again, when the rainy season comes, again the creepers comes out. Why? Because the roots are there under the soil. So desires are there. As soon as the sense object comes, the desire again pushes that person to act. So the Jnana Kanda is also not fine. And then at last, Parikshit Maharaj become very happy that my student is learning and is not accepting any karma kanda or jnana kanda. At last he explains about the bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga is like yahara, nihara iva bhaskara. Just like little half an hour early it was bhaskara. It was fog. But now the sun is rising. So all the fog has gone, disappeared, and it's very clear. So the bhakti yoga is like the moment one practices bhakti, chanting of Lord's holy name. Immediately all the impressions, the desire from the root, it is wiped out. And there is no inclination to perform the sin. And to prove this principle, he gives a case study. That you don't believe what I am telling you, just hear the case study of Ajamil. And that's how the pastime begins, that Ajamil is such a sinful person. It is mentioned that a person, what sin he can commit in 1,000 lifetime, Ajamil has did that in one lifetime. That was the sin he did. And he was about to die. And the Yamadutas were already arrived to take the soul. And that is the time he chants Narayan. And he was not apparently calling to Krishna, but he was calling to his son. But just by chanting Narayana, the four alphabet, the four Vishnudutas appear from the Vaikuntha Loka. And they stopped the Yamadutas. And the Yamadutas told, excuse me sir, what you are going to do? We are the representatives of Dharma. We are coming from the Yamaraj. Sir, and this person has committed so much of sin. So, इसको तभी पकोड़ा करने वाले बहुत कबाब का पकोड़ा खा चुका है सो वी आर गोइंग टू डू सो मच ऑफ पनिशमेंट एंड सो मच ऑफ टॉर्चर टू दिस पर्सन सो व्हाई आर स्टॉपिंग अस फ्रॉम आवर धर्म एंड द यम दूतस एक्सप्लेन द होल सीन ऑफ अजामिल इन द प्रीवियस चैप्टर ऑल दिस सीन ही हैज डन ही ब्रॉट दैट प्रोस्टिट्यूट टू हिज हाउस एंड ही रिजेक्टेड हिज यंग ब्यूटिफुल ब्राह्मणी वाइफ And he rejected his old parents. Can you imagine what kind of sin he has done? And he started drinking alcohol, eating meat, doing robbery. All kind of sinful activity he started doing. So he is very fit for all kind of punishment. There is no farthing of atonement. Nothing punya is there. And when the Yamadutas explained all these things in the first chapter, second chapter, the Vishnudutas, they were hearing just. They were hearing. Okay, what all? Okay, this much. Then, okay, now here. So the second chapter begins the reply of Vishnu Duta. So here, evam te Bhagavad Duta. Bhagavad Duta means Duta, the messenger of Bhagavan. They are Vishnu Dutas. The Vishnu Dutas are replying, Yamaduta Abhibhasitam. The Bhasana of Yamadutas has completed now. Yamaduta Abhibhasanam. Because the whole chapter, the Yamadutas explain everything. So the Vishnu Duta, they hear very silently, very nicely, the bhasana of Yamadutas. Upadhariyarte tanrajan. Upadhariyarte means they were very nicely, they were very eloquently, very very carefully they were hearing what this Yamadutas were telling. The vision, because they have to reply, right? So it has to be very, and they were not normal person, they were representation of Dharmaraj. So they upadhariyarte tanrajan. They heard very carefully what this Vishnu Dutas explained here. Pratya ahur Naya Nyaya Kovida Pratyahur means that they started replying. Now they started replying. Pratyahur Prati. They started replying. Nyaya Kovida. How they are replying? They're not just replying Are kya bola. Nyaya Kovida with logic and reasoning. Nyaya. They are giving every statement they will break with a proper Nyaya. Kovida. And they are very intelligent person. This Vishnu Dutas, they're not normal person. Let's try to hear what the Vishnu Duta is replying now in the second sloka. We are going to cover the second sloka also. Sri Vishnu Duta Uchuhu Aho Kastam Dharma Drisham Adharma Sprishate Sabham Yatra Adandesu Apapesu Dando Yahir Dhriyate Vritha Aho. Aho means in Sanskrit like alas. क्या बोल रहे हो आप अहो अहो बतो पचसो गरियाम अहो कस्टम व्हाट ए पेनफुल सिचुएशन हैज कम हियर अहो कस्टम धर्मदृशम धर्मदृशम दोज पर्सन्स हु आर मेंट फॉर सोइंग द सिटीजन धर्म द पाथ ऑफ धर्म धर्मदृशम अधर्म स्पर्शते सभाम दे आर ब्रिंगिंग अधर्म पुलिस ही चोरी कर कर रहे हैं. दोज हु आर मेंट फॉर शोइंग धर्म टू द सिटीजन दे आर टॉकिंग द अधर्म. वेयर इन दिस सभा, दिस सभा, दिस यमराज सभा इज अ धर्म सभा. And here, whatever a person should speak, it should be very dharmic, very religious. And you all are the people of Dharma Raj, and you all speaking adharma, a whole custom. What a difficult situation has come upon. Yatra adandesu apapesu, yatra these persons were adandesu. They are not meant for danda. They are adandesu. They are very nice people. Ajamil is a very nice person, he is telling. Adandesu, he is not meant for danda. And apapesu, he is not a papi. He is apapesu, he is a sinless person. He is a pure, sinless person, they are telling. So Yamadutas, yeah, they are getting bewildered. What? The whole life is, our diaries are filled with all the sin. And you are telling apapesu, filled with papa. And he is telling adandesu, apapesu, dando yahir dhiryate vrita. And you all come to give danda to this person. Vrita, it's a vrita, unnecessarily active are doing. Because you are trying to give danda to a sinless person. So it's a very, it's a not a proper artha, it's a vrita. So the Vishnuduta said, alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into the assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Vishnuduta accused the Yamadutas of violating the religious principles by attempting to drag Ajamil to Yamaraj for punishment. Yamaraj is the official appointment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to judge religious and irreligious principles and to punish people who are irreligious. However, if completely sinless people are punished, the entire assembly of Yamaraj is contaminated. This principle applies not only in the assembly of Yamaraj, but throughout human society also. It's like they say, na, even in our court also, they say that even thousands of sinners, they may escape, it's okay, but one should not punish a sinless person. A sinless should not be punished. So this is the principle. He is telling that this is the main principle of Nyaya. And this is a sinless person, apapesu. And you are planning them to punish. What a ridiculous thing it is. He is telling. In human society, properly maintaining religious principle is the duty of the king's court or government. Unfortunately, in this Yuga, Kali Yuga, the religious principles are tampered with and the government cannot properly judge who is to be punished and who is not. It is said that in the Kali Yuga, if one cannot spend money in court, one cannot get justice. Indeed, in courts of justice, it is often found that magistrates are bribed for favorable judgment. Prabhupada is now relating with the current scenario that sometime in the Kali Yuga, the whole law and order is bribed. Then what to do? The main judge only bribed for the favorable judgment. So it is the unfortunate situation of this Kali Yuga, Prabhupada is highlighting here. Sometimes religious men, then he is relating to Krishna Conscious Movement. Sometimes religious men who preach the Krishna Consciousness Movement for the benefit of entire populace are arrested and harassed by the police and court. So if you remember, when Prabhupada's devotees, they were preaching in US, America, London, Australia, one case come in Australia, the police captured the devotees and put in jail. And the devotees wrote a letter, Prabhupada, we are in jail, do something. So Prabhupada writes a letter, don't worry, preach there inside the jail, chant Hare Krishna, and just tell whoever comes to you, just tell about Krishna. And they started chanting Hare Krishna, and they were distributing some kind of small books, beads, and to the jailers, to the other prisoners. And then, after a few days, the jailer observed that when he was entering into the jail, the other policemen, they were telling Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. So he was saying, my God, he's preaching to all the jailers inside here. So they are very more danger inside the jail rather than outside. Better tell them to go away. Otherwise, they'll convert the whole jail into Krishna Conscious Movement. So that's how there was a real, when Prabhupada was writing these purports, it was happening that time. And the devotees were captured, they were tortured, and they were captured from the airport and different places. Prabhupada was telling, it is harassed by the police and the court. The Vishnuduta, who are Vaishnavas, lamented for this very regretful fact because of their spiritual compassion for all the fallen soul. The Vaishnava go out to preach according to the standard method of all religious principle. But unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to preaching the glories of the Lord are sometimes harassed and punished by court on false charge or disturbing the peace. He was telling preachers, they very genuinely they try to preach this message of Krishna consciousness humbly in the society. But because of this situation, sometimes they are harassed, sometimes they are captured. Just like we can see in the life of Haridas Thakur, when he was trying to preach, how he was harassed by the Nawab, caned in the 22 market. Similarly, the devotees, in our Krishna conscious movement also, you can see how in the Russia, the devotees were tortured in so many ways. You can see. So this is the, but Prabhupada is highlighting, but the devotee don't give up the preaching because of their spiritual compassion. That daya, jiva daya, that is the one devotee was telling, the passport of a Vaishnava is compassion. How much compassion he has towards the living entities. So this jiva daya, that's what make a Vaishnavas so much think about the suffering of this living entity and how to make them Krishna consciousness and deliver from this birth and death life cycle. You can see the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Vasudev Datta. Everyone was thinking to deliver the living entities. So that is one of the very highlight point what Prabhupada is highlighting here in this purport, that the natural spiritual compassion of a Vaishnavas is very much that attracts Lord's attention also, and that's how the reciprocation happens. And I was thinking today is also the day of disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri, a very special personality. So when I was reading this spiritual compassion, I could correlate both, that he is filled with spiritual compassion, Madhavendra Puri. So let's we'll describe few pastimes of Madhavendra Puri and try to remember how he was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and he was always thinking about Lord and trying to serve whatever way Lord wants him to serve. So we'll just from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 4, we are going to discuss whatever time possible, half an hour, we'll discuss the main pastime of Madhavendra Puri, how he was so exalted. And this is the day of his disappearance. So in this day, if you hear or discuss the pastime of Madhavendra Puri, obviously you can attract the mercy of the great soul, and our life will be success. So Madhavendra Puri, he is the Prathama Premar Ankur. So he was initiated in the Madhava Sampradaya, but from him, in the Madhava Sampradaya, if you see, they worship the only Krishna deities. But Madhavendra Puri first introduced the Radha Krishna Prem. He introduced the Radha Krishna worship together. And that's how the Gaudiya touch, that worshipping of Radha Krishna together, that was begun by the Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was doing bhajan in Vrindavan. Today also, if you go to Govardhan Parikrama, you can see that exact place of Govinda Kunda, where Madhavendra Puri Vaithak is there. That is the place he used to do bhajan. So sometimes he used to do bhajan in the Govardhan, sometimes he used to do parikrama of Govardhan, and he was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It is explained that Preme matta nahi tara ratri dina gyan kshane uthe kshane pade nahi stana stan. So he was so much prema matta, absorbed in Krishna, that wherever he used to sleep, what he used to eat, he was not at all control of his action. He was totally surrender to Krishna. And sometimes he used to fall somewhere, sometimes he used to roam here and there, sometimes he used to cry, sometimes he used to laugh, totally out of control, Bhava Prem stage. That was Madhavendra Puri. So he has a vrata that if somebody will give something to me for eating, then I'll eat it. I'll not do anything because he didn't have any money, and I will not beg to any person for food also. So that is called Yachik Vrata. Yachik Vrata means it's like Ajagar Vrata. Like Ajagar, python, he opens his mouth. If something will enter in the mouth, he will eat. He will not do any effort. So Yachik Vrata means if somebody will come, give something, okay, you take something, then I'll eat. Otherwise, I'll fast. So that was the Vrata he had. And in the Vrindavan, since last 3 days, he didn't eat anything. And he was just continuously chanting Hare Krishna and sitting at one place. So one day, what happened? Krishna comes as a Gopal, comes as a boy form. And he tells, Puri ei dugdhalaya kara tumi paan, magi kene nahi khao kiva kara dhyan. What kind of dhyan you are doing? You are not asking food. Eh? What is the problem? Brajavasis, they are so compassionate. If you go to anybody, they will give some food. Why you are not asking food? What kind of vrata you have? So Krishna is asking, but in a different form, in a Gopala form. So Mahadevendra Puri, you can see that photo here. In our Govind Kund also, you have a photo. Krishna is asking, and Mahadevendra Puri is so innocently looking towards Krishna. And Mahadevendra Puri was looking. Then Krishna tells that, see, this is my home. This is Braja. And in this village, nobody goes hungry. Everybody gets food. So if you will not ask, somehow or other, I will bring some food and just see, such a nice sweet rice I have brought. And please take this sweet rice and eat it. Madhavendri, wait. How come you know that I am hungry? He asks a question. Very clever. So he tells, Gopal tells, see, there were so many cowherd girls, they were going across. And so they saw you that you were fasting since so many days, chanting just Hare Krishna mantra, nothing you are doing. So they told me that do something for this Baba. So I brought this sweet rice for you. Please honor it. So Krishna tells like that, and Krishna tells, see, I'm going because I have to do my cow herding pastimes. I'll go and I'll come in the evening. By that time you should return my pot. I want my pot back. Okay, he tells. And Krishna just goes. And then Madhavan Puri honor that sweet rice. Such a nice, nourishing sweet rice. He honors that. And become very happy. And then Madhavendra Puri was waiting for the evening, that when he will come back. But he's not coming back again. So waited till night, he was not coming. And then Madhavendra Puri thought that, okay, he didn't come. So Madhavendra Puri chanting whole night Hare Krishna. So it is mentioned here, Basi namalaye puri nahi nidra hoye, sesa ratri tandra hoila byavahurta laye. The whole night he was chanting. The day he was chanting, the night also he was chanting. 24 hours into 7, he was chanting Hare Krishna. But while chanting Hare Krishna in the middle of the night, at the end of the night it is mentioned, means early morning, he got a dozes for some minute. And in that time, Krishna was waiting when he will doze, when he will sleep. And exactly when he dozes, Krishna enters in that dream. And Krishna tells that. Hey, Madhavendra Puri, I am here since so many days in one of the kunja of this Govardhan Parvat. Please do something. Take me out. And in that dream, that same Gopala comes in that dream. And he holds Madhavendra Puri's hand. And he takes Madhavendra Puri to the Govardhan Parvat, exactly to that spot where Krishna is there since so many days. Krishna tells that actually one Brahmana, they were worshipping me here, but when the Milecha, they attacked, and they just hid me in these bushes, and they ran from the fear of the Mughals, and they didn't return. I am laying here since so many years. So please take me out from the bushes. I am feeling so many scorching heat, rain, everything I am feeling. Please take me out. Then he's telling, Bohudina tomar patha kari nirikshana kabe asi madhavama kari besevan. I was waiting for you only, that when you will come here and take me out from here. I was waiting for you. Tomar prema base kari seva angi kara darsana diya nistaribo sakala sansara. I was waiting for you, Madhavendra Puri. So he tells, I was just waiting for you, Madhavendra Puri, that when will you come and when will you take me out from these bushes so that I will get your direct service from your hand. I was waiting for you only. And when you serve me by your seva, the whole living entities of this material world, they will be benefited. Because you will serve me, you will install me in deity as a temple, and I will give darshan to everyone, and all will be benefited. Just imagine the exalted position of Madhavendra Puri, that Krishna was waiting for Madhavendra Puri, that when he will come, and by him only, I will come out, and I'll get the personal seva from his hand only. That was the exalted position of Madhavendra Puri. And then he tells, my name is Sri Gopal. Don't give me any other name. Sri Gopal is my name, by the way. Just give my name Sri Gopal. I was there in the top of this Govardhan Hill. And then the boy was disappeared in the dream. And then Madhavendra Puri wakes up in the early morning and he tells to all the Brajavasis, look, this is the dream I got in the night. Please come. And he gather all the Brajavasis and he tells that, please bring all your different kind of a axe and weapons so that we can cut all the creepers, and inside the kunja the deity is there. And they all goes there and they cut all the trees, the creepers, and to their surprise they find that the deity of Sri Gopal. And they were chanting Hari Bol, and they were all happy, but they were not able to lift the deity because it was very heavy. And then Madhavendra Puri brings all the healthy people who can, they have a power, and the healthy people, they come there, and they were just lifted the Gopal deity, and they installed the Gopal deity on the top of the mountain of Govardhan, and everyone was so happy. Madhavendra Puri just sees the Gopal deity, and Madhavendra Puri did very nicely the Abhishek, because Lord was feeling very scorching heat. So 900 pots of water from the Govinda Kund he brought. And he did a nice Abhishekam of deity, and he massages the deity with the oil, scented oil, and offer so many varieties of food item. And very nice Annakut festival happens there. And it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, ग्रामे रजते का तंडुला दाली गोधुमा चुरना सकल आनिया दिला पर्वत हैला पुरना. So the Braja, when Madhavendra Puri told that you all bring some food item from your home, all the Brajavasi, they went, ग्रामे रजते का तंडुल, whatever rice grain they had in their house, everything they brought, whatever dal, whatever sabji, whatever atta, everything they brought and offered to Gopal. Just like in the Govardhan Leela, Krishna tells that, bring everything, aniyor. They didn't think at all that what will eat tomorrow. Whatever was there, they brought. That was the swabhavik prem of Brajavasi. That was the attraction the Brajavasis they have towards Krishna. They don't think about themselves, but everything is Krishna. That is the difference between a Brajavasi and a normal person. They don't think what will happen after today, tomorrow. Everything fully surrendered to Krishna. In this way, a nice Annakut festival happened in Vrindavan. And everyone was remembering, this is the Annakut festival. In this way Krishna ate from all the Brajavasis 5,000 years ago. And all were remembering like this. Eka diner ujjogo eche mahasava kaila gopal prabhave hoye anyana janila. In a fraction of second, in one day, such kind of festival has happened. It is not at all possible for a person to do like this festival. When we do Janmashtami festival, we do prior 1 month, we start our meetings. Every week we meet together, what to do, what not to do. For few thousand people, 15,000-20,000 people come. But here it is mentioned, in one day, such a huge festival happened. And so many villagers from Brajavasis, they come. Actually, it has happened, how you know? Gopale prabhave hoy. It is happened by the desire of Gopal, not by the normal people. Gopal is orchestrating everything, and Madhavendra Puri becoming the instrument in that orchestra. And in this way, when the Annakut festival happened, Madhavendra Puri built a nice small cot for sleeping of the Gopal, and a small kutia he made so that Gopal can stay. And then whatever bhoga prasad was remaining, Madhavendra Puri told that all the Brajavasis, please honor the prasadam, and all honor the prasadam. And then all the brahmanas from different places of the Vraja, they all come to see this pastime, and they were attracted by Madhavendra Puri. And seeing this opportunity, Madhavendra Puri initiated all the Brahmanas to Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And so many devotees, they become disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Gopal prakata haila, desa sabda haila, asa pasa gramare loke dekhite aila, ekadina ekaka grama loila magia, anna kuta kare sabe harasita haila. So one villages, they were doing a routine. That, okay, today our village will sponsor the Annakoot festival. Okay, tomorrow your village. So every day, one village, they sponsor the whole Annakoot festival. In this way, every day there is an Annakoot festival. Can you imagine? So this is a secret of deity worship. If the deities are there, then automatically the villages, the local people surrounding the deities, they get attracted to the deity and spontaneously they come to serve the deity. Brajavasi loker krishne sahaja piriti gopalera sahaja priti brajavasa prati. So the Brajavasis, they have a spontaneous attraction to Lord Krishna, and Krishna has a spontaneous attraction to the Brajavasis. So by this way, all the Brajavasis are coming and they were serving Gopal. And then slowly from the Chaurasi Cross Braj, different villages, the message goes to Mathura. So Mathura is like a city, it's like a Bombay. Govardhan Eco Village. Message goes to Bombay. And in Mathura, all the rich people, they also got attracted to Gopal. And then businessmen, rich people, they all sponsor, they come and they constructed a nice temple for Gopal. And somebody donated money for the boundary wall, somebody donated money for the Garbhagriha, somebody. In this way, within a few days, Gopal got an opulent, nice temple there. Eka eka brajabasi, eka eka gavi dila, dasa sahasra gavi gopalera haila. So one brajabasi, they were giving one cows. In few days, Gopal got thousands of cows. And that is how bund bund se sagar banta. In one person gave one cow only. He got so many cows. In this way, Gopal's deity worship, everything becomes so stable and everything becomes very nice. The pujaris come also, two renunciate come from the Bengal. They were initiated by Madhavendra Puri and they become the permanent pujari. So everything becomes such a nice way. And Madhavendra Puri was such a happy that Gopal is now getting such a nice puja. And then what happened one day? Let's see. The second dream comes. And in that dream, Gopal comes again in the Madhavendra Puri's dream and he tells, Malayaja anajai nila chale hoite. Anya hoite nahe tumi chala twarite. I am feeling scorching heat in my body. And the heat has not yet gone. I am feeling heat. So please bring the Malaya Chandan from Nilachal, from Jagannath Puri. And no other way. Don't bring from anywhere else. I want only from Jagannath Puri. And you have to go. No, don't send anybody. Tumi chala twarite. You only go and bring. Just imagine. Madhavendra Puri, he is like the Mathadis, he is the guru of all, and he could have sent anybody. But Krishna is telling, no, you only go and bring. I want from your hand. Sopna dekhi Puri Gosair, hoila prema ves, Prabhu agya palivare, gela purva des. The moment he heard this instruction from Gopal, he became an ecstasy. Aur kuch are mujhe hi bolna tha kya? Kisko bolne the? So, but the moment he heard this instruction, he becomes so in ecstasy, premavesh, that wow, I got instruction from Krishna. Immediately, he just ran towards Jagannath Puri. Just imagine. It's such a nice temple. He is the in charge of the temple, so many disciples, and everything is happening so nicely. The preaching program is going so nicely. Thousands of disciples, and immediately they told that, oh, go to another country and preach there. And the examination here is that when he got this instruction, he was happy. He was in ecstasy. That means he didn't have any attachment to nothing. And that is the proof here we can see. And immediately next day, Madhavendra Puri just left for Jagannath Puri. And while coming to Jagannath Puri, he goes to the Santipur. There he met Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, when he sees Madhavendra Puri, he begs for initiation. Please initiate me. Very difficult to get your darshan. And in that meanwhile, Madhavendra Puri initiate Advaita Acharya. And then he enters to Jagannath Puri. And when he was entering to Jagannath Puri, he come across the place called Baleswar. Ramona. We have a nice ISKCON temple now. Our Mukund Chaitanya Prabhu is bringing it out. A very nice place, Ramona. He goes there, Ramona, and he says, sees that deity of Gopinath there, and he was mesmerizing the beauty of Gopinath, how nicely they decorated. And he, when he was offering his Dandavat Pranam, the flower from the Gopinath's mala that fell on his head. And everyone would tell, Haribol, like that. And that is the time Madhavendra Puri sees that they were taking some kind of a sweet rice to offer to Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri just thought that if only I could taste the sweet rice. Because the sweet rice is not an ordinary sweet rice. Gopinather khir boli prasida nama jar prithibite eiche bhogo kaha nai ar. This sweet rice is called Gopinather khir. And this is only available in Ramona, here in this temple. And it is very famous in the whole world. You will not get this khir anywhere else in the whole creation. Only in this Gopinath temple. That is the quality of this khir. So obviously, when you hear this, then you, what desire will come? Oh my God, I have also deity there in Vrindavan, Gopal deity. If only I could taste the little bit of khir. Ajachita khir prasad alpajadi paye swada jani teche khir gopale lagai. If I'll taste little bit of that khir, then I can make same khir in Vrindavan and I can offer to my Gopal. So those who are expert cook, they all can relate. If you'll taste the item little bit, immediately everything, the reverse engineering will happen in the brain. Okay, what all ingredient, how the cook has, what all thing you have to put, everything. So our Premanjan Prabhu can, expert in cooking DT items. Whatever Tithi comes, any acharyas, he cooks so many items. So he was thinking in this way, and then he thought, my God, the pujari is taking the kheer to offer as a bhoga. It is not yet offered. And I thought to taste. And he felt very ashamed that it is not yet offered. How can I think like that? Immediately he leaves the place. Thinking about Krishna, leaves the place. Just imagine, he is not thinking to taste himself. He was thinking to taste so that he can offer to Gopal. But still, out of humility, he was thinking bad about himself. And he leaves. And then he was going to a place, and in a marketplace, he was sitting at one place, and he was chanting the holy name, and he was repenting that, how can I think like that? And he was doing all this kind of at one place. And Gopinath now going to reciprocate. In the middle of the night, when the pujari was sleeping, and the dream of pujari Gopinath comes. Dhadar anchale dhaka khir ek hoye, tomar na janila taha amar maya. In my maya, I have hidden one pot of sweet rice in my dhada, in my dhoti, under my dhoti. I have not noticed. Madhavapuri sannyasi ache hatete bosiya, tahake ei khir sigra deholoya. Madhavendra Puri, one devotee, is sitting in the hut, in the marketplace. Immediately go and give this pot of sweet rice to that person. The pujari woke up, my God, what is this? And he took bath in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, can you imagine? Opens the DT door and he goes and he opens the dhoti. My God, the sweet rice is there. And then he takes the sweet rice, goes to the market. Hey, who is this Madhavendra Puri? My God, the Lord has stolen the sweet rice for you. Khir loya ek jar nama Madhavendra Puri. Toma lagi Gopinath khir koila churi. Are, for you, Gopinath, the Lord has stolen this sweet rice. Who are you? Please take the sweet rice. And you shouting, because you don't know who Madhavendra Puri. Shouting, where is Madhavendra Puri? Who is Madhavendra Puri? Suni prema vishto hoila Sri Madhava Puri. Prema dekhi sevako hoye hoya bismita. Madhavendra Puri says, I am this fallen soul. Please tell me what. And just by seeing Madhavendra Puri's devotion, the humility, the pujari become convinced, yeah, you're right person. Now I know that where Lord stole the sweet rice for you. Because such an exalted devotee. And he gives the sweet rice to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri ate that sweet rice. And with such an gratitude in his heart, he broke the sweet rice into small particles. And he just kept that in his uttariya. And every day he was eating little mud. Of that sweet rice. And then just see what Madhavendra Puri was thinking. That is another level of his devotion. ঠাকুর মোরে ক্ষীর দিলা লোক সব শুনি দিন লোক ভিড় হবে মোরে প্রতিষ্ঠা জানি। নাও অল দ্য পিপল উইল গেট টু নো দ্যাট লর্ড হ্যাজ স্টোলেন দি সুইট রাইস ফর মি। সো হোয়াট উইল হ্যাপেন ইন দ্য মর্নিং? অল পিপল উইল কাম হিয়ার জাস্ট টু সি মি অ্যান্ড মাই পূজা লাভ প্রতিষ্ঠা উইল ইনক্রিজ। সেই ভয়ে রাত্রি শেষে চলিলা শ্রীপুরী। সো আউট অফ ফিয়ার দ্যাট টুমোরো মাই পূজা লাভ প্রতিষ্ঠা উইল কাম, মাই গড লেট মি রন ফ্রম হিয়ার অ্যান্ড ইন দ্য মিডল অফ দ্য নাইট অনলি রন টুয়ার্ডস দ্য জগন্নাথপুরী সো দ্যাট টুমোরো নো বডি উইল কাম টু নো অবাউট মি। But Krishna is also very clever. If Krishna, once he will plan to do something, nobody can stop. So Jagan Gopinath also, he has his own plan. Pratishtara swabhava ei jagate bidita jena banche tara hai vidhata nirmita. So the whole world is running for puja la pratishta. Puja la pratishta. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, followership. Everyone is running, clicking their photo, putting there so that their follower will increase. The whole world is running. But here, the actual fame runs behind a pure devotee. You will see, whatever famous a person may be, after 100 year, 200 year, nobody remembers. But a devotee is remembered since thousands of years. Can you imagine? Madhavendra Purit is pastime 500 years ago. We don't remember the kings also 500 years. Who is the king? But still we are remembering Madhavendra Purit. So actually the fame, the puja la pratishta, if you see, it is always there with a devotee, because Krishna's devotee are the most famous person in the whole creation. Dhruva Maharaj did in Satyaloka, still we are remembering. Who remembers who is the famous person in Satyaloka? But the pure devotees, they were eternally, they were glorified. Okay. Pratishtara bhaye puri rahe palaiya Krishna prema pratishta chale sange gadaya. He is running. And but the Krishna prema is chasing behind. That you cannot escape the fame. And see the miracle. Jadyapi udbega haila palaite mana thakurera chandana. And now the moment he reaches Jagannath Puri, already he is running towards Jagannath Puri, and the puja lap, the fame of Madhavendra Puri is running ahead of him. And by the time he reaches Jagannath Puri, already he was famous in Jagannath Puri. This is the person Lord stole sweet rice for him, and all the Pandas, they were glorifying Madhavendra Puri. You know, my God, they also know me, all these things, what to do now? And he was thinking to run from Puri also, but he thought that I can't run now because I want sandalwood pulp here. And then he just waited there so that he can get his seva done from there. And he told all the Panda that I want sandalwood to put in my Gopal. Oh, you want sandalwood? Immediately they arranged sandalwood, karpura, everything. And they gave everything. One brahmana, one sevait also. Take them and apply to your deities. And he was returning from Jagannath Puri to Remuna. He was saying, because the same route he will go to Vrindavan. And in the Remuna again he comes and everyone who glorified, oh, Madhavendra Puri came. And he was taking night rest there. And then again Lord comes in his dream. So this is the third time he comes. Eh? Lord comes. Sei ratre devalaye karila sayana sesa ratri haile puri dekhila swapana. Now he's seeing the dream. Gopinatha amara se ekahi anga hai yahanke chandana dile amar taap kahe. Bole, oh Madhavendra Puri, this Gopinath and myself is the same only. No difference. So when you apply chandan sandalwood pulp to Gopinath, my heat will be disappeared from that. Don't worry, just apply chandan here. And then Gopinath, and then Madhavendra Puri, whatever sandalwood he had, he just stayed in Khirchur Gopinath, in that place in Ramuna. And every day he started applying that sandalwood pulp to Khirchur Gopinath. And all the Sevait become so happy seeing that their lordship is getting that sandalwood paste. And he waited there, and once it is finished, then he returned to Jagannath Puri. In this way, such a beautiful Prabhu kaye Nityananda karah bichar Puri sama bhagyavan jagate nahi aar. Just Nityananda, because this story is narrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He heard from Iswar Puri and is telling to all the Gaudiya devotees. They were coming from Gaudadesh to Jagannath Puri. In the Remuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this story. And he's telling, just imagine Nityananda Prabhu, what is the position of Madhavendra Puri and the glories of Madhavendra Puri. Dugdadan chale Krishna jare dekha dila तीनी बार सपने आसी जारे आज्ञा दिला जस्ट टू फीड हिम लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ केम एंड इन हिज ड्रीम थ्री टाइम्स लॉर्ड केम एंड गेव हिज इंस्ट्रक्शन दैट वाज द ग्लोरी ऑफ माधवेंद्र पुरी जार प्रेम बस होया प्रकट होइला सेवा अंगीकार करी जगत तारिल जस्ट टू गेट हिज सेवा फ्रॉम हिज हैंड लॉर्ड अपियर एंड बाय हिज सेवा लॉर्ड डिलीवर द होल लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड जार लागि गोपीनाथ खीर कहिला चोरी अतएव नाम होइला खीर चोरा करी फॉर हिम गोपीनाथ स्टोल द स्वीट राइस एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस पास टाइम द नेम चेंज्ड बिकम खीरचोर गोपीनाथ दैट इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ माधवेंद्र पुरी एंड देन ही टेल्स द गोप ही टोल्ड माधवेंद्र पुरी टू ब्रिंग द सैंडलवुड एंड द कर्पूर द वेट ऑफ द सैंडलवुड वॉज 41 किलोग्राम कैन यू इमेजिन माधवेंद्र पुरी वॉज ब्रिंगिंग सच एन वेट लोड ऑफ सैंडलवुड बट अगेन लॉर्ड बिकम सो कॉम्पैशनेट दैट हाउ माई डिवोटी विल ब्रिंग सच एन लोड एंड टेल्स दैट ओके अप्लाई हियर ओनली इन खीरचोर गोपीनाथ नो नीड टू ब्रिंग टू वृंदावन That was the Lord's. Param Birakti Mauni Savat Sarvatra Udasin Gramya Varta Bhaye Ditya Sangahin. So qualities of Madhavendra Puri. Param Birakti, fully detached, Vairagi. Mauni, he was always in Mauna Vrata. He used to not talk with anybody. Why? That he was fearful of Prajalpa. So he was having Mauna Dharan. And then always Gramya Varta Bhaye Ditya Sangha. He was not used to associate with any other person. Why? Because if I associate, there is a chance of Prajalpa. Can you imagine what was the level of his sadhana? That if a person does Prajalpa, then that the taste in the holy name that goes away. So Sachan, he was careful that I should not do any Prajalpa. So that he was not meeting with any other person only. He was staying alone and totally always absorbing the holy name. That was the डेडिकेशन ऑफ माधवेंद्र पुरी भोके रहे तबु अन्न मागिया ना खाए हेन जन चंदन भार बोही लया जाए ही वॉज नॉट ईटिंग एनीथिंग ही वॉज लिविंग हंग्री नॉट ईटिंग एनीथिंग वेरी वेरी लीन इन थीन बट ही वॉज रेडी टू कैरी 41 किलो ऑफ सैंडलवुड कैन यू इमेजिन इट्स ए हरकुलियन टास्क टू कैरी द सैंडलवुड बट ही वॉज रेडी टू डू दैट ही वॉज नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट माई बॉडी अरे कैसे सेवा कैसे वेट उठाऊंगा प्रभु जी सब कुछ समथिंग वी थिंक सो मेनी टाइम्स अरे वेट उठेगा कि नहीं मेरे से प्रभु आई हैव लिटिल बैक पेन बट ही वॉज नॉट ईटिंग एनीथिंग बट दैट वॉज अ डेडिकेशन दैट आई कैन डू एनीथिंग फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड दैट वॉज माधवेंद्र पुरी प्रगाढ़ प्रेमेर एही स्वभाव आचार निज दुख विघ्न धीर ना करे विचार सो दिस इज द सिम्टम ऑफ द लव ऑफ गॉड हेड प्रगाढ़ प्रेमेर एही स्वभाव आचार निज दुख कष्ट आदि ना करे विचार ही वॉज नॉट एट ऑल थिंकिंग अबाउट हिज इनकन्वीनियंस कमिंग टू हिम दैट इज द सिम्टम ऑफ प्योर लव हिज चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज स्टेइंग हियर एई तार गाढ़ प्रेमे लोक देखाईते गोपाल तारे आज्ञा दिला चंदन नाउ द रीजन ऑफ दिस पास्ट टाइम वाय गोपाल इंस्ट्रक्टेड माधवेंद्र पुरी टू ब्रिंग सैंडलवुड पल्प है एई तार गाढ़ प्रेमे लोके देखाईते लॉर्ड वॉन्टेड टू शो द होल वर्ल्ड दैट हु इज माधवेंद्र पुरी वॉट इज द पावर ऑफ हिज डिवोशन बिकॉज टू शो दैट लॉर्ड इंस्ट्रक्टेड टू ब्रिंग द सैंडलवुड पल्प बहु परिश्रमे चंदन रेमुना आनिला आनंद बढ़िला मने दुख ना गढ़िला एंड विद सो मच ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज ही वॉज ब्रिंगिंग द सैंडलवुड एंड ही वॉज नॉट टेलिंग अरे कितने सारे मेरे सर्वेंट किसी को बोल सकते थे ना वाई ओनली मी बट आनंद बढ़िला ही वॉज इन एक्सट्रेसी वेन ही वॉज ब्रिंगिंग द सैंडलवुड पल परीक्षा करीते गोपाल कहला आज्ञा दान परीक्षा करिया शेष होइला दयावान So this was the test of Gopal. He was doing a test of his pure devotee. That just he wanted to show the whole world that, see my devotee, how much he surrendered to me and how much he was dedicated to me. Just like when Prabhupada was going to America, he was telling, na, Krishna took everything from me. I didn't have anything. And that was one of the examination, Krishna. Till I have my full faith. I got heart attack. I come to America, but I fully surrender to Krishna. Nacha, nacha, amare. Just make me dance like a puppet in your hand. I'm ready to dance the way you want to dance. Make me dance. And I was fully surrender. And I passed the examination. Krishna gave me everything. And after getting everything, another examination. I got puja, lab, pratistha, wealth, follower,
temples, and now today I have everything. But again, Krishna is examining me that whether I am getting carried away with or not. And I am always servant. So Prabhupada told, Krishna tested me twice, taking out everything and giving everything. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri's devotion also, that's why one devotee was telling that in Krishna consciousness, Krishna tests every devotee the way he wants us to test in different times of our devotional service. So this was the examination of Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri passed the examination in this way. Ehi bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vyabahar bujhiteo ama sabar nahi adhikar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, we cannot understand Madhavendra Puri. He was such an exalted devotee. It is between Krishna and Madhavendra Puri the Leela is happening. It is beyond our imagination. And that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell the sloka what Radharani used to sing in the separation of Krishna. Only Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that there is no fourth person can understand the sloka. Ai Dina Dayadra. Only three personalities can understand. One, Radharani herself, Radharani. Second, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is also bhava of Radharani. And third, Madhavendra Puri. No fourth person can understand or don't dare to understand. It is not at all possible to understand the separation of Radha and Krishna. Only these three personalities can understand. And that was the position of Madhavendra Puri. So let's try to meditate on Madhavendra Puri. This is the day Madhavendra Puri disappeared from this material planet. So we can pray to Madhavendra Puri that he was the Prathama Premara Ankur. He was the first seed of Radharani's prem in our parampara. Our parampara began from him. So let's pray to Madhavendra Puri prem, that bhav, we all, that is very high. We cannot directly, but at least we can aspire in our devotional service, and we can align our practices of Krishna consciousness towards that path, worshipping that path, so that we can go towards that. With that, we can pray to Madhavendra Puri. Jai Sri Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Thank you so much for your time and attention. Hare Krishna. Any comment or anything one can say? Hare Krishna.